Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Hello, everyone. It is the build-up show. What are we doing here talking about Preston North End when we've just beaten Man United 5-0? I do not know.
Can't we bathe in the United results a little bit longer?
We might do a little bit longer. If you want to do that, do check out the Final Word show, which is available to YouTube members and to subscribers to Redmen Plus over on the RedmenTV.com as well. It was an hour talking about everything that Liverpool did right and loads of things that United did wrong, which is my perfect blend of football chat, if I'm being perfectly honest.
I think I did that on my own last night.
Yeah.
In my head, it was fantastic.
It's my two of my favourite things, as I explained on that show. Like, I love Liverpool and I hate Manchester United. So when Liverpool are boss and United are shit, that's my two favourite things. And when they happen in one football match.
Did anyone else struggle where to get the content from? Like, it was like, I wasn't sure if it was on YouTube or Pornhub. I was like,
genuinely. It was great. What a great time it is to be a Liverpool fan. And yeah, you know, it's mad because Chris, it does feel like we should just have a week of post United celebrations. We should start,
at least the bank holiday Monday.
There's lads who are still out on the ale from United, and here 100%. We are talking about an EFL Cup game. But
is that what it's called now?
Yeah.
Wow.
It's always been that.
Has it always? Okay, Sant. I thought it was the League Cup back in the day, like before they made. Oh, anyway, it is what it is. Preston, yeah. Don't care. Want to just talk about United, to be honest. But we're here and we have to talk about Preston.
Imagine being Preston, though. Who we got next, lads? Liverpool. Sound.
Yeah, but we're better than United, aren't we? So we probably won't get 5-0. Yeah.
Maybe 4.
Well, they've just lost to Neil Critchley's Blackpool prior to this. And Critch give it the big, like, to the crowd. Yeah, absolutely amazing. They'll be prepared in some regards for this. But if you're Preston, Sam, you know, their analysis of this will include us beating Watford, it will include us beating Atletico, will include us beating Manchester United. It might go back to us beating Norwich in this competition as well. Oh, yeah. There's not a great deal of crumbs of comfort. The only one might be just in terms of, do Liverpool have to rotate so heavily that they hit upon a really disjointed side? But it'll depend on how they choose to approach it. Do they see that? Do they go for it? Do they not? It'd be a mad world where Liverpool don't come away with a win is kind of what I'm driving at.
Yeah, mentally going into this game as Preston, you've almost got one foot out of the cup anyway. You know what I mean? Like, you're thinking, geez. And it's not far for us to go, you see. Preston's, an hour away? And it's an easy game for us to go to. Nice ground, nice pitch. You know, we don't have they're not going to kick us off the park, you'd think. They've got one of our players there who can't play, which is great. Like, there's just things that just are nice for us in this fixture. It's not a stress. Like, if we were playing Portsmouth away, although they're a lower down team than Preston, it's harder, it's more stressful. You can take lads and stick them on the bench. You were still on a higher stage.
The lads are halfway there anyway.
Yeah, you do, yeah.
Pick us up on the way.
We'll meet you at the ground, yeah.
Meet in the car park at Marushan's in Formby or whatever. Sean will just walk. We'll just walk there.
Yeah. Yeah, there'll be a little minibus just going 14-seater from Liverpool this time from the lads who live in town.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, I just think that it's very difficult for Preston to look at this and more than just an opportunity to enjoy the moment, because they've got bigger fish to fry as well than the EFL Cup.
Well, to the point, you know, they beat Cheltenham 4-1 in the last round to get there, but having a little look at the Championship just to kind of put some context to their season so far, Preston currently sits in 19th in the Championship after 14 places.
That's about halfway in the Championship 19. Yeah.
Hey, they'll still get the playoffs the way that league is.
Yeah. Genuinely, yeah, for people got there's 24 teams, which bends my head every single time I go. I do like a footy manager season, come up through like, I'm like, how many games is left in this season? I go, it's done now, isn't it? And you still got another 6 games left to play.
It's why when everyone was talking like Leeds come up, it's like, you won't be able to do that in the Premier League for a 38 game season. Mate, they've had 90 games.
Yeah. They play for the Championship,
they're going to be fine. Like, you know
Tuesday,
what I mean?
Tuesday, Friday, Monday.
They've scored just 14 goals in their 14 games so far, conceding 18. So, yeah, I mean, understand they'll be down the bottom end are nowhere near as bad, unfortunately. But fortunately for them, as Derby County, who are the absolute worst.
Got the record for the worst relegated team from the Prem.
Derby have,
yeah. Are they going for it in the Championship? And
trying to monopoly, tick off every league on the way down out of existence. Yeah,
you get to build a hotel when you go out the leagues, I think.
You got Rooney as manager, haven't they?
There is that. Look, we're going to dive into the Liverpool chat, to be honest, because let's be honest, it's what we really want to do. Trig Josh has got a super chat before we do that, though. He said, do you think that Preston might play a weakened side, being as it's just a cup game? And I've got honest answers. I've got no idea. We have got an Oppo preview coming up on Redmen Plus this week, which Steve Hall, which will give us a bit of a better look at what they're doing and what they're likely to do. But it can work both ways, kind of, Chris, because their manager might think, good opportunity, you know, if we treat this as a free hit, we go strong, even if we don't get battered, they might be able to take some positives. They hold their own against Liverpool for a spell, or they get a goal against Liverpool, that's something they can take out of it. If they rotate, then they're effectively giving it up from the start to focus on the League Cup. It's an interesting sort of decision to be made for
yeah Preston. I mean, look, I think that they'll know that Liverpool aren't going to play the full strength side in this competition, so it's an opportunity for me, it's probably an opportunity for the first team squad to test themselves against lads who aren't quite at the top end of the Premier League yet, but would walk into that Preston team. So see how they apply themselves in this game that really shouldn't really matter, and they think is going to be a little bit of an easy walkover and stuff like that, because that's that type of mentality that you need to get to the top if you're serious of it. That's what I'd be telling them. Mm-hmm. Be going, look, this is what these are going to do. You know they're going to apply themselves. You know they're going to run themselves into the ground. Take notes. Play them. If you get beat, you get beat. Yeah. No harm in that. But learn something from the game.
Yeah. I think the difficulty for them is just that, like we were just saying, that league is intense and it's long. So when you do get your breaks, I think it's quite important. Obviously, the international break probably doesn't affect them much because they've got players from lower down the league. You know, not even being funny. That's just the truth, isn't it? But realistically, your weeks that you get, they're going to need to re-energise, because The flip side to that is, Chris, if they do play against us, they get run ragged, or they get a couple of injuries or knocks, and suddenly the game on Saturday against whoever it is, where they're in trouble in the league by the looks of it, you know, they could find themselves in the bottom three or close to it. You've got to be careful. I think if you're sitting 12th or 11th in the Championship, it's a different story, because you're looking at the playoffs, but it's not really the end of the world if you draw or lose the weekend. But if you're down there, you've got to really prioritise. I think you'll probably have a bit of a mixed bag. Those players at Preston who probably can't play every game, they're just absolutely EFL merchants who can just play every game and play in League One, League Two. Do you know what I mean? Them kind of lads. But the ones who are like young players who maybe have come down from the Premier League on loan, or I think you rest them. Especially they're not going to be able to play Sepp van der Berg, are they, as well? So I think you might see a split team. And I'm sure the guy on the opposition preview will help us, but you'd be mad to throw all your best players in against the team and waste 90 minutes of energy. They get no prize money for getting to the quarters, by the way. At all.
Really?
No, I think it's semis and final in this competition. Mad. It's poor. The domestic cups aren't great. It's gate money, that's it.
Garbage anyway.
Just gate money. Yeah. So they've already got that for playing us.
Yeah. There you go. Well, that's something, isn't it? Yeah, the only player that I actually really recognise from that team is Scott Sinclair, who's in the thumbnail, which I didn't recognise immediately until we had a look. But yeah, and obviously Seth Van Den Berg, as mentioned, won't be able to play. He's been playing right wing back for them, so they'll have to make it. I know.
He's about 9 foot, isn't he? Right wing back.
Yeah. Did the last season at right back for them as well.
Yeah.
Do you not agree with him as a right wing back?
Mate, have you seen
the reaction? Gave it away.
He's not quick, is he?
Can't Could have a Martin Kelly, yes.
Yeah, but like, there's right wing backs and there's right backs. Of
yeah,
back
that's
five,
what I mean.
Like, he very right much feels back, like he's a back five right back. He, yeah. You know what I mean?
Right, we're going to take a very short break. But we have got a trivia question in the meantime. I want you to name the last two players to transfer between Preston and Liverpool. That's transfer between Preston and Liverpool. Answer after the break. Hey everyone, Mate here. Just a little insert from me to say that if you enjoy this podcast and the other podcasts that we put out for free and you want more, then my word, you can have more on the redmentv.com. Go over there, sign up and get extra bonus shows from us each and every week, as well as a whole suite of video content, documentaries, features and interviews. But yes, you can also play those podcasts in your native podcasting app as well to have a seamless Redmen TV experience in your ears. The redmentv.com, sign up there today. Hey, yes, thank you. Welcome back. We'll have trivia answer in a second. But yes, do get involved. We've used the wrong advert there if you're watching on YouTube. The pre-order has ended. There are a limited stock remaining of the Red Men Christmas jumpers. I know it's early, but if you're the kind of person who needs to get ahead, you've already got a pre-order. If you're the next tier of people who wants to react, well, they've got an opportunity. React now. Get your jumpers ordered before they sell out. Don't be the person who's in the third tier who gets to December and goes, I really like that. I really want one. Oh, they're all sold out, and then feel angry at other people. We're warning you now. I'm telling you now, it's on you.
You'll have a better Christmas.
Yeah. Christmas. So, and there's a whole bunch of amazing things on there on Red Men merch right now. So if you want to sort yourself out, or if you want to sort out gifts for a Liverpool fan in your life, do. And for podcast listeners, as mentioned as well, if you want to get all of our bonus shows on Red Men Plus, you can get them in your native podcasting app to listen on the go. Right.
We could just sit still in the room and listen to them if you want.
If you want to do that. Yeah, absolutely.
Turn light off. Yeah. Have a little listen.
Have a little listen. trivia question before we left was named the last two players to transfer between Preston and Liverpool. Either way, permanent transfers. There's one really obvious one, isn't there, Chris?
No.
Ben Davies.
Ben Davies is the obvious one. Sam said, there's that obvious one, isn't it? Chris went, is that?
And then he went, what's his name?
What's his name again?
Ben Davies.
No, he played. No, he never. Gamble, random guest, some kid, don't know.
Got no shouts, no correct shouts in the
God, who could it be?
In the comments. No one's got it yet.
Permanent transfer.
Lots of people making Ben Davies jokes, which is a little unfair. We've just done it.
Like, what position did he play?
Centre forward.
Oh, Suarez.
Ungod. David Ungo.
Absolutely not.
No.
Ungod. Before that.
Torres.
Cult hero of the 2004-2005 season.
Barros. Oh, Cinema Pongo?
Nope.
Neil Mellor. Ah, how did we not know that? I remember him being there. Poor form, that.
Good, Chelsea. I don't think anyone got that right, so shame on you. But now you know, and you can use that one yourselves. sad. Right, let's talk about the Reds. The obvious question of who the hell do we play in this game? Because I don't know. Because, Chris, to your point, post-match from United, we're down to three fit midfielders at this point. And to point that Dan Kennett pointed out again, because he's now become the depth chart guy, according to social media and all the little crybabies on there. Liverpool beat United 5-0, and he was getting people tweeting depth charts to him. poor old Dan.
What's wrong with people? We love Dan my Kennett God.
So much. Cater off, Milner off. Thiago likely to be out until the next international break still.
Is he? Yeah,
That was the last update on that. Leighton Clarkson's got out on loan to Blackburn. We know that much.
Did Kane go out as well as Clarkson?
Kane, yeah. But we've got Tyler Morton is the one who's we've seen figure so far. And he actually looked quite good coming on in the six against Norwich in the last game.
He'll start this game because it's a lower opposition, won't he?
Yeah. Now, we saw Kurt play the six. We saw Naby played in that game as well. You'd imagine this will be...
I think it's time to see Trent in midfield.
Oh, yeah. God, imagine. Do you know what? Salah might just play, you know, because he's just scoring all the time. Imagine that. Salah against Preston. I reckon Jones is captain. Okay. Because if Fab's back next week, you've got Fab, Henderson, and who else finished the game?
What? Ox?
Ox was there, yeah.
Yeah. But Ox at this point is
one
of our three.
He's in this side.
He plays. No, he's got to play, hasn't he? Because you look, I reckon you're looking at Ox, Jones, Morton, maybe Minamino instead of one of them. Maybe Ox and Kurt do 60-30.
What's Ward Burn up to nowadays?
He's there, isn't he?
No, he's on loan.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, Hart, yeah. Sure there's some young lads. Where does he play?
Let's just go through this. Obviously, some likely players to come in and in terms of being in and around there. So you'd imagine Tyler Morton will come in. There's a chance Connor Bradley, but realistically Nico Williams is most likely to get a game at right back in there. But we've also seen him deployed higher up as a sub a couple of times, which is a break glass thing, but I can't. That would be interesting if they chose to put. I mean, they could do that. You could play him on the right side of the midfield if you wanted to, and put Connor Bradley in at right.
Well, let's get the one sorted that we know. Adrian's probably going to start in net, isn't
really?
He? For Kelleher. Keller was ill, wasn't he? Missed the weekend's game because
of that. I didn't know he was ill. Mm-hmm. Right, but if he's better, he plays.
Yeah, definitely. So you've got Nico Williams at right back. You've got Kostas Tsimikas at left back.
Yeah.
If Matip and Gomez could be the left.
Kanate and Gomez.
Defo. Okay.
Because I reckon he saves Matip and just starts him at the weekend.
That's an interesting point, but he could. But to your point, it could easily be Matip and Gomez to give Van Dijk the rest, or it could be, keep Kanate in and put him alongside.
Get him a couple of games back to back.
Didn't do much on Sunday, did he? Second half, he was just
probably needs a warm down.
Yeah. Cup of tea.
Right, so the front three.
Who's the midfield then? Oh, we're just going straight.
We'll get there in a minute. Like, who are we looking at for the front three? Mane?
Mane would probably, if you could start
Minamino?
One of them. Yes and yes.
No, I would say Cady Gordon plays.
Cady Gordon.
I like that
more. I just think
give
Mane
a rest again as well.
Or bench him, and just if you need to bring him and give him half an hour.
Well, that's going to be an interesting insight into, again, the manager's understanding of things. Because he tends to keep them going if he can. I mean, to go with the front three of, that's a big call, you know, in a game.
I like it.
I think Kay Gordon, we should absolutely.
Who played against Norwich, who had a decent side.
Well, hang on, let's follow the Mane thread through a little bit. If you're playing Mane, can you deploy Minamino in midfield?
Another potential. Just for the, out of interest, actually, I've got the lineup here from the Norwich game where we did actually start the front three of Taki, Divock Origi, and Kate Gordon. So it wouldn't be outside, an outside shelter player.
Premier League side as well,
exactly. And it was Keita, Jones, and Chamberlain. So you know, two of those three would be available for this.
Yeah,
and Kostas. It was Kostas, Gomez, Kanate, Bradley, Kelleher.
Nico was out,
so I would imagine, as is to your point, I would imagine Nico will come because he needs the game time,
and he's also come in and done well for a few games on the spin, hasn't he? Let's go Watford.
Got a good assist against Watford, doesn't he? That's the possibility. I think Tyler Morton will come in because of how well he performed and how well he shored things up in midfield last time. But whether you put him in a two, but if you put him in a two, let's say with Curtis Jones, that maybe opens up a world where you can play and attack him. Yeah, you can go with a 4-2-4-ish.
Ox on the left. Then Ox is going to start this game.
But
100%.
But it boils down to this thing of Oxlade Chamberlain. You need to have three fit midfielders for the following weekend. We don't know how injured Milner was hamstring.
Yeah, he's only missed a couple of weeks.
We don't know where
Nabi's at. Did you hear what Klopp said about that as well? He said he mentioned it to me just before.
Yeah.
So he obviously went hammy, and then he went for the next sprint. Klopp said he went for the next sprint and it went.
Yeah.
So that's gutting, that is.
That's at least a week, I reckon,
until, because we've only got two league games, haven't we? And then it's another break. So I reckon he's probably out till the next one back. Mm-hmm. Southampton or whatever it is, I can't remember. West Ham, maybe.
That midfield's the tough one, though, isn't it? I mean, that's the question marks.
We've got enough players. If you're adding Tyler Morton into the mix,
he starts.
Then that means you're only picking two of your three that are currently fit, which is something. But then it's how do you rotate that? And you know, Steve actually made the point in our the agenda for this. That James Balaghese, I think, might have figured. I think he was on the bench last time out. Maybe he's an option, but it's Oxlade Chamberlain actually could probably do with a start.
He needs to,
and so maybe Curtis doesn't, because you'll want to make sure that you've got him fit, that nothing.
So if you've got Fabinho fit for Saturday, you've got Fab, Jones, Henderson all rested. Maybe have Jones at the bench then and just say, come on, if you know, give yourself 20. Because he played, what, 60 minutes yesterday? Was it 60 minutes?
Mm.
And but he hasn't played loads of footy. So in terms of that was perfect, come back, do 60, easy second half. You need to keep going. You don't want to have another break because he's had an injury, like you say.
30 minutes, yeah. 25 minutes, something like that in this one maybe for him. So we're looking
get a
at,
goal,
yeah,
maybe.
Morton, Ox, and who's the third then? Is it Minamino?
Probably. If you're giving Gordon and Origi, definitely two spots up front. But again, it depends on what Mane's doing.
Yeah, I can't. I mean, look, the logic follows that Preston are a worse team than Norwich. Not, you know, they're both championship quality, let's be perfectly honest, but, you know, one of them's still at the bottom end of the championship.
Yeah, one still won, it, won it two, twice on the run, yeah.
You know, they're not going to have a player in that team as good as Billy Gilmore, as an yeah. example of this. It depends whether we feel we can get away with it. And Klopp will always put out, this is one of your points, because he will always put out the weakest team that he thinks is capable of winning a football yeah. match. Particularly when it's sort of hot and heavy, and again, it boils down to that midfield thing. I think Manny's available to play because we play two games a week and we like to keep in that sort of momentum in some regards. And the fact that he only got the tail end of the United game means that if you wanted to play him, you could, but I just don't feel that we need him. It then boils down to, do we want to use another lad in midfield? And actually, to the point, Kate Gordon could do that job. You know, he actually looked good when we played him. He came in more central toward the back end of that Norwich game. So we could do something wild where maybe Mane does start, but he starts from the right and Kay Gordon starts in a 10 for us instead. Yeah. Is a potential option. Or Minamino does that and you've got Mane from the left. It's whether we feel that we've got whether we want to risk anyone in midfield, or we think that the remaining options between Morton and Balaghese, and look, someone might just crop up out of nowhere from the youth team that I'm not aware of. Like, I've seen shouts from Muslihowski, but he's more of a 10 forward.
He might be on the bench for this game.
He should be on the bench because I think he's been very good for the year.
I think one of the big front four will be on the bench. I don't think any of them will start. I just think looking at the bench. Sorry, looking at the midfield situation, especially I actually personally think Naby Keita will be okay because Klopp said, yeah, he's sad, he's in the change room, he's upbeat, he's a bit of a pain, he's probably bruised. Steve Darrow's fractured his shin.
He did say, we'll look at it, these things show themselves in 2 days' time, though.
Yeah. So it'll be a fractured shin or it'll be a bruise. One of the two, in it, because of the bang, you're not going to get, there's nothing else, no ligaments in
but
there.
But to
really.
The point, do you then throw him in against Preston and
but that would
game.
Change. If Keita's okay and he's going to be in the squad on Saturday, whether that's on the bench or starting, it changes your mindset on using Ox
Sorry,
and Jones.
To your point. Yeah.
Do you know
you're
I mean?
More likely to use Ox because we'll know you know you'll have Naby for the weekend. Yeah. Well, just again,
who was on the bench last time? Well, actually, I remember it being Strong.
Interesting you should say that. I've got this up here. Okay, so Adrian, Henderson, Jota, Robertson, Nath Phillips, Tyler Morton and James Balaghese were the substitutes against Norwich in the last round. So Nath Phillips, I mean, will definitely be on the bench. I don't see any reason. And again, unless you're... Gomez needs to play, doesn't he? We've got too many good centre-halves who need games at the moment. So it'd be...
Have we got here from where we were last season.
It's barmy, isn't it? Genuinely barmy.
But AC can't get a game anymore.
Yeah, I know. But to your point, like Diogo Jota is one of the good lads, attacking lads who's on the bench for that. Robertson's on there for but I wonder whether we just go Conor Bradley, let's say, falls out to the bench.
Yeah.
You've got Morton goes into the team, Balaghese because he's not played, probably does stay on the bench in this regard. Do you just protect Henderson and have him nowhere near that one?
100%.
In his house, yeah.
Yeah. We should be able to get away with more young players to the point there. So, yeah, I would say nailed on. Tsimikas, absolutely. Nico Williams, absolutely.
Gomez,
absolutely.
Ooh. Origi Minamino.
Morton, absolutely.
I think he's nailed on.
Yeah,
I think he's nailed on.
Origi,
I think he deserves
Minamino.
To be nailed on after last time. Yeah.
Origi Minamino, absolutely.
Yeah, 100%.
Gordon, absolutely.
And I think Ox.
I'm going to go and Gordon's Ox. Playing, yeah.
And that's eight. We think we can pretty much certain are going to be in there. The goalkeeper's going to be Adrian O'Kellar. So if Kelleher's fit, he'll play. If it's not,
and you're probably talking Konate or Matip. Personally, I think Konate goes again. He did last time, didn't he? He did Milan. Well, sorry, not Milan. It was Palace and then Norwich, and then he had a blow, didn't he? Yeah. Which is probably what's going to happen this time.
Yeah, and that's fair. And I don't see any reason why not to give him another game, because he needs more understanding, more game time on the pitch. But again, it could, as a random outside chance, it could just be Nat Phillips.
Yeah.
Because when Saturday if you can't page, play him against, yeah, exactly, you can't play him against Preston in the League Cup, you know, how he's, we're going to have to sell him in January. And he won't have played a competitive.
Yeah, he's got
to
go.
He played that under 23 game. He asked to play against Bolton in the under 23s, didn't he, the other week, just to get himself a game. He needed that.
Apparently,
he
was quite good as well.
Yeah, yeah. What do you think the team's going to be? It's a mad one. I don't envy that whoever's doing the starting 11 prediction show for this.
Yeah.
Unlucky, Chris. Right, let's get through some of the comments on this.
As if Coppoli put Canate at the weekend, by the way, from out of nowhere. Yeah. Like,
and dominated.
Yeah. There was that moment where obviously Ronaldo and Curtis Jones kicks off, and just Van Dijk and Konate arrive, and Ronaldo, and then Van Jones stands up next to him. Ronaldo looked really small. Like, it was just amazing. He's the big, really big bollocks, look at all my muscles and all that, and there's our lads just standing over him like, "And what, mate? And what?" And then Trent comes over like,
"He's old enough to
scrappy dog him.
He's old enough to be Curtis Jones's dad."
Yeah.
16, it'd be a young dad there, but 16.
And comfortably, this game, Kay Gordon's without a doubt. Jihad Al-Aramahi, you sent in a super chat. Thank you so much for that, but no comments, unfortunately. Paul Ivans has joined as a first team member. Thank you so much. That's absolutely wonderful. LFCJ, does Kay Gordon, hopefully in this game? Yeah, I think we all agree. He was the one. I was so excited watching him play that Norwich game, and he looked really good in pre-season as well. I don't think he's going to get lots of footy this season because Mohamed Salah's that good, but he's what you're looking for, isn't it? You know, you're just those young lads who can come and play in and around the front positions. Why we were so excited by Harvey Elliott. I hope we've got another one. And this competition, why we need to progress in this competition is for players like him, because we're not likely to see him in the Premier League this year.
Yeah, he's... What we're doing now with our scouting system and our recruitment is, obviously we're buying players for the first team, such as Konate and Jota and Thiago, etc. But what the club have clearly done is identified that there's players like Sancho out there that you can get from clubs who are, you know, maybe not as high up as us, or even from those clubs that are, like we did with Ryan Brewster from Chelsea. I know it didn't work out for him, but we clearly did that with Harvey Elliott. We got him in. We tapped into the fact that he's a Liverpool fan. He shrugged off Madrid and all them, and he's proved now that he's part of this plan moving forward. And Kate Gordon was another one. We tried to get Jude Bellingham as well. Obviously, he made the choice, which has been great for him. But clearly, Kate Gordon's another one off that sort of run of players who are coming in, who England startlets, etc. Played the game for Derby, been on the bench a few times. He's got what it takes. It's just whether he can then you take that chance. And from the pre-season games and the pre-season, and obviously from the game against Norwich, he looked like he's got it. He's 16 years old.
It's a big,
that is ridiculous.
The big challenge here for him is very similar to Harvey Elliott's, where he plays against Everton in the FA Cup and looks brilliant, and then we go away to Shrewsbury and he doesn't, because the logic should follow that if you're better against better teams, then that's great. But it's a different brand of footy when you're dropping down there, which is one of the reasons why Elliot, I think, chooses the Championship loan to go and toughen himself up against that. And that's going to be, if Kate Gordon does play that, that's going to be a completely different level of test, because he is very slight and he is small. He's nowhere near finished growing yet. So that's going to test a lot of his desire and his physicality. And can he, when a guy just wants to bully him, can he handle that? And again, but it's just exciting, because if he doesn't, it doesn't matter.
You're a young player like that though as well, haven't you? And Klopp and the coaching staff that work with him much more closely than Jürgen and his team will be telling them that. It's like, take your opportunities when they're there, go play your natural game, learn from every game that you get to play in a red shirt, and take that to your next move. Because if you're lucky, you might get a breakthrough season at Liverpool, but the chances are you probably won't. Mm-hmm. The chances are you've got to go somewhere else and learn your trade before you're ready for Liverpool.
Yeah.
He looks like he's got the talent to be ready without that move. So did Harvey Elliott. And Harvey Elliott took that move and came back.
Yeah.
So you've got to be patient, and you've got to take your opportunities when they're around.
And one thing I would add to that as well is Liverpool. I know we had this big argument about Wijnaldum. That's gone now, and he's putting his toe up. But one of the things about us letting Wijnaldum go, which I think is really key here, which is what our fan base don't have access to, so we can't really say anything like, but is when we let a player like Wijnaldum go, we look at it so short term, and now people are even throwing his name in now because we've had all his injuries, like we knew. But Harvey Elliott and Curtis Jones are beneficiaries of that.
Yeah.
Because and Jurgen Klopp and Liverpool Football Club want this rather than a guy who's just going to play 50 games. But they want to see Jones, Elliott, Gordon given that opportunity.
There's an element of sink or swim to it.
Same with Shaqiri. Yeah. Keep Shaqiri sound. He plays and dominates against Preston, but you don't see KD Gordon. You don't see Harvey Elliott. That's the benefit of running your club like this. And I long may it continue because you've got Mo Salah.
No, exactly. There's definitely there's a concern because you'd rather have the lads have stepped up before you let go, the lads who are already established. But there is a degree to which they've looked at it and gone, well, there's the young talent that we've got coming through. And there's the lads who we've bought to replace them already that need to have a breakout season. And it's up to them to... And it's up to the coaches and the management to get the best out of those players. And it's kind of so far so good in that regard. I mean, there's a lot of people who would have had Naby Keita gone. The reason we batter Man United is the platform that Naby Keita gives us in that game. So that doesn't necessarily happen if we've got another player, or if Gini Wijnaldum's fit and starts that game instead, do we get the same level of thing out of him? We can't know. It's one of those things, isn't it? But it is what it is.
Just
really.
What more to add to that is, if Man City replaced David Silva, you don't get Phil Foden that you've got now. And he is absolutely amazing.
Yeah.
And they could have easily done that because they've got the money too.
Yeah, absolutely. Ms. Gan Masani with the Super Chat says, Cup games, and if we sort our UCL group early, the dead rubber Champions League group games, a good opportunity for Taki and Origi to stake a claim to play league games against the games Mane Salah will miss. Also, hashtag Ollie's at the wheel sauce. We're going to keep it going for a bit. No, I think that's a good point. You know, obviously, the full impact of AFCON, we're not going to know that just yet. It's looking really bad at the moment.
Yeah, it is.
It was looking okay when we looked at it a couple of weeks. There will be some changes to that, but we're probably not going to know them for another couple of weeks. But that's the point now, is that we're going to have to start getting, particularly Takumi Minamino, because I think we know what we get from Origi. But like, as far as Taki goes, Chris, he's been in his opportunities, he's been good. He was good, he was good against Norwich. He was good in pre-season, but we've not seen enough of him because I don't know how you get him into this team at this point, but there's going to come a point where he's going to be in the team by default. So he needs to, for our peace of mind, as much as anything else, when we're starting to look ahead to that fearful January period, it would be really useful if Taki came in and had another good game.
Of course it would. I mean, it's just obvious, isn't it? I mean, we want to see him continue to do what he's done when he's been given those limited opportunities. There's another name in the hat that I think that we're not talking about, though, for AFCON, and I think that's Alex Oxlade-Chamberlain and what he can do. You know, we saw in pre-season a lot of him playing in that nine. Now, I think he's a little bit unfortunate that it's Bobby Firmino that's staying. but we've seen Ox from the left loads of times as well. Like, you know, is he going to be able to give us the pace or stretch it? Kai Gordon might be able to take an opportunity there in a couple of games, whether it be 10 minutes at the end or whatever. It's going to be so difficult. The transfer market obviously opens as well. We might be able to step in there and do some business. But the likelihood is it's going to be Minamino. It's going to be Divock Origi filling the void for the most part. How do you get them up and running properly? The Champions League games is right.
Yeah.
That's probably where it's at, because the last Champions League game's normally around about my birthday time, isn't it? It's close to like the 10th of December whatever, give or take. In fact, they've fallen on my birthday a few times over the years, I think.
Shoo on that information into people's lives there, Chris. Hold
sorry,
on.
Everyone. Yeah, forget that you're on live sometimes, don't you? So if you want to send a present, sign up to my OnlyFans. I've got a wish list on Amazon. It's fine. And on or around. I'll remind you around my birthday. No, I'm kidding. I don't.
Mine's the 28th as well, just saying.
I was 28.
Yeah.
That's about when the AFCON players go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In fact, that's a day later.
We play Leicester away on my birthday here. Never mind. Do you know what it'll be, though, just coming off from that is... Realistically, I was listening to something this week, and they had some Mike Calvin and a few of his other sort of, might have been someone like John Cross and a few people like that, who are experienced journalists. And they were saying that it's probably going to end up being federation by federation. So Liverpool and Egypt are like that. They've got to be.
Yeah.
Senegal, okay. So Keita, I think we've got a lot of credit there after he got him. So basically, what's probably going to happen is, there's going to be a balance. Like, they don't need Mo Salah in playing pre-game, so that we're probably going to be all right with him and Mane. Naby, I don't know, because Guinea probably haven't got anybody else who's at that level, have they? So it's going to be federation by federation. We're lucky, you know, Palace have got 4 or 5 players, including Zaha, Ayew, Schlupp, Kouyaté, big players in their team missing. And I think that's probably one of the reasons when we've looked at it and broken it down that we should be okay.
Mm-hmm.
But Yeah. You got another big thing for this, though, is not just the Champions League. Perform well on Wednesday, you get another go on the 22nd of December.
Yeah. Mm.
That's the big thing.
Yeah.
You want to play again in this team, there you go. Because I don't think Minamino does play in January. I think we if we don't bring anyone in, you're looking at Ox, Jota, Firmino, honestly.
Or maybe even Kay Gordon by that point as well.
Yes,
you know?
Exactly.
Right, so let's have a quick look at the other round of 16 fixtures, because this is the round of 16, which I didn't know until I clicked on these fixtures. Chelsea, Southampton is on Tuesday, as is Arsenal, Leeds, QPR, Sunderland. We're desperate.
It's our quarterfinal.
I am desperate. Desperate for us to get QPR in the next round so we can finally collaborate with James Allcott properly on a video. That would be amazing.
Who have United got, Paul?
Well, you know, with Man United, the team that defeated Manchester United are playing Manchester City. West Ham plays Man City on Wednesday night. Leicester face Brighton, us against Preston, and Burnley versus Tottenham as
Some
well.
Good games there, Ben.
West Ham City is a that's a good one to keep an eye out for, certainly. Just in terms of the energy sapping thing, City will overcome them because they will, because that's their competition at this point, isn't it? But we're at that point, actually, where we're level on League Cup wins now, aren't we? With Man City, and our level on us. And I wonder whether, because Klopp's talked at Man United about, like, you know, like writing pages in the history of Liverpool Football Club and all that kind of stuff. I don't normally give a shit about the League Cup, but I do wonder whether this is just one where can we just decide to try this year, because if City, I just don't want City taking any records on us, off us. Wrong. We need to fight. We need to fight against the dying of the light when it comes to that kind of stuff.
Someone else will win it this year.
You think?
I just think, you just get cycles, don't you? And I think last year was the COVID year with no fans, and it was inevitable they were going to do what they did. But I do think someone else wins it this year, whether it be us, West Ham, you know, a Spurs. So you look at the way Spurs got to the final last year. They didn't play a big team, did they? I think they beat Chelsea early on, but then had a nice run. Someone's going to get that sort of, you know, run as well. It could be Chelsea. They might win it because they were Southampton at home. Hmm. The thing is with West Ham against City is West Ham are playing twice a week at the minute with the Europa League. And I know they're on 9 points, aren't they? But they're not going to be thinking Antonio against City. If anything, he's on the bench. He didn't play at Old Trafford, did he? And he was suspended before that.
But also, let's be honest, David Moyes is the kind of manager who he needs a piece of silverware. So you never know, do you? You know, and City
never had one, has he?
Well, no, exactly. But he also proven that you don't need trophies to be a winner, you know, in the past. So maybe he's learned his lesson on that one. Just an opinion, which is one of those good versions of when people mad the names mean different things when you say them out loud. We could win this with just the keeper and Mo. Let's hope so. That would be absolutely amazing if that was the case. And welcome Kale Thoros, who's joined as a first team member here on YouTube. As we say with all these things, thank you to anyone who wants to support the channel in any way, whether it's just watching or dropping likes or leaving comments and all those kind of stuff, or sharing the videos, the free videos. But if you want more from us, we've got Red Men Plus, which is our Liverpool streaming service. If you head to theredmentv.com and get involved there, we've got loads of new shows and extra bonus content from us, as well as an entire back catalogue of incredible documentaries, features and interviews. The best time to be involved with that, because Liverpool are absolutely amazing. We've got the final word show. If you're not asked about Preston because it's the League Cup, and who wouldn't be, go back and watch our 5-0 demolition analysis of Manchester United and everything going wrong there, the Around the League show, the debate show, Journo Insight with Neil Jones, and the return of the Stats show this week, and the Club Legends show as well, which was last week was me and our Club Legends subscribers together having a good old chat about the footy. Plenty of stuff there. So yeah, head to theredmentv.com, Redmen Plus, sign up, and we'll see you over there. Gentlemen, thank you very much. We'll be back with the watch along on Wednesday night for this one. Hope to see you there. Have a good week. See you all soon. Ta-ra.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned, We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.